Does a day like today make you think about some of your experiences back, you know, do you?
Yes, I think there's the national anthem is always a time when I reflect. And then also a day like today, you have to take a step back and think about those that I served with and some that are still serving now, and just to reflect upon those sacrifices and just be appreciative. And then also think about some of the lessons learned and some of the things that have helped me along the way, if you will. But most importantly is just to show appreciation and gratitude and to honor those who sacrifice for us.
Mike, what are some of the lessons that you have learned that you feel have, you know, put you in a position for success here?
Well, I think going back to military service, there's an awful lot of pressure. There's an awful lot of demands that are placed upon you. And I think when you jump out of an airplane or you're walking through the swamp at night and you feel something around your leg and you're like, it's dark and you don't know what it is. And you just got to keep focused on the mission, focus on the task at hand. And I think so honored to have served with some great people and working hard to achieve goals. And I think drawing upon those experiences, you kind of reflect upon, man, if I could survive that, well, you know, third down might be kind of tough, but hopefully we can find a way. And so just very appreciative for those experiences and how what it teaches a person about themselves. And then also, and I think even just as important, when a unit comes together, whether it's an Army platoon or if it's a football team, and they collectively combine their strengths and minimize their weaknesses and have the discipline just to continue to work and improve, you know, great things can happen.
Does it put things into perspective? I mean, you know, when you're thinking about, oh, our running game's struggling or we're not getting this going or that going, I mean, is that not to diminish the football element of it because that's your it's what you do, but does it put it into perspective a little bit?
Well, obviously, this is our livelihood. You know, this is how our players and our coaches and some people in the organization, how we provide for our families. And it is important. I think a former coach here with the Giants once said, there's no medals for trying. So we have to, it's the results business. But ultimately, I've always kind of cringed, especially recently when folks talk about life and death or this is a war, it's a battle. You know, I don't use those type of terms because it does, I think, reflect negatively and somewhat disrespects those who are really in harm's way where it truly is life and death. And so this not to diminish, you know, the importance of what we're trying to do and the focus we have, but to compare what we do to what our men and women are doing that are in harm's way, there is no comparison.
Mike, I know one of your mentors is Tom Coughlin, and obviously he's going to be in the building on Monday. Just curious, have you put much thought into that? I mean, are you anxious to see him? You think you'll have an opportunity to see him?
I'm not sure if I'll have an opportunity. If I do, I'll certainly congratulate him and wish him well. It'll be wonderful to see him. I think a lot of him rubbed off on me and that I've been so zeroed in this week on the Cincinnati Bengals and trying to do everything we can to be ready. And I think that's just the way he'd like it in terms of having that type of focus. But no doubt in my mind, it's someone who's been a tremendous mentor for me, someone that I owe a great deal of gratitude to, and I respect him and couldn't think of anybody that's more deserving of that honor than Coach Coughlin.
How big a loss is not having a guy like Justin Pugh around?
Well, I think you have someone who was producing and doing some good things that gives an opportunity for somebody else. I think you look at a Brett Jones that went in there with not having had any snaps throughout the week at the guard position and just had to rely upon his work ethic and his preparation. The guy is a student of the game. He's a grinder. He's a tough guy, and he's going to be put to the test this week. And we're excited about the fact that he's had an additional week. He's had the snaps. He's had the meeting times. He knows, you know, he had breakfast last Sunday morning. You know, you got to be ready for anything, but really, you know, playing some snaps at left guard wasn't in the plans. And so now with that being the case, I think it just all the guys have to be ready when they're called upon. So it's a challenge, but we can't focus on that. We just have to focus on what we can do, what he can do, and how it can help us be successful.
Halfway through at 5-3, are you still trying to figure out and determine how good you are and how good you can be as you make the turn, so to speak, here a little bit?
Well, we took a step back during the bye week and tried to evaluate what was going well, what wasn't going well, and most importantly, the reasons behind that. And from whether it was personnel groupings that we had on the field, formationally, where's this receiver aligned in this formation as opposed to this other formation? Who are some of the different players who are getting some opportunities? And you do that just to give guys, like I said, opportunities, give the young guys the opportunity to, a chance to show what they can do, but then also to keep some of the more veteran players fresh. And so I think it is a mixture of many factors. I think we made some progress, but dang it, we still had 7 negative plays. You know, we still had some of the setbacks, you know, the turnovers, the things that have prevented us from being the best that we can be. So we are working, making improvements in certain areas, but it continues to be a work in progress. We're hoping to be able to put it all together and put together that complete game that I know all of us want and certainly our fans want. Everyone wants us to see.
Mike, when you mentioned the negative play, do you think it's more scheme or execution? Like, is there a common?
Always a combination of a lot of factors, and there's some you can point to where a guy just flat out wasn't as good as the guy across the line of scrimmage. And then there'll be those other opportunities where it could be a matter of they had a pretty doggone good call, and we'd have to really be on point for it to be as successful. And, you know, as we look at that, you try to assess the reasoning behind it and then just know that, well, if you have those negatives, then when there are opportunities to make the plays, and this goes back to some of those long passes that, you know, whether it's the flag is thrown, it's what we would call a free play, and we got a chance. We got the 5 yards, but we'd love to have the big play. You know, finding a way to come down with that, trying to make the plays that are there. So it kind of offsets, you know, with the ledger, if you will, if you're able to you know, because they're going to make their share. I mean, there's no one. It's hard. It's a heck of a competitive league with a lot of great players and teams and coaches. So we know there's going to be a few negatives along the way. We just have to minimize them and then obviously offset them with making some big ones on our own.
Mike, Ben said that he had seen the running game start to perk up a little bit, I guess, as the game wore on. In addition to the yardage, what else was there that encouraged you to think that the running game was starting to maybe make that turn to the next level?
Well, I think if you look at just from the second half particularly, and we were in that end of game, 4-minute mode, if you will, we were able to have some success running when they had a pretty good feel that we were going to run. We had a big run getting the ball on the edge, and not to get into the specifics of the game plan, but y'all know the play, you know, with Perk going around the edge there. And so you see some of those flashes, and that was after having had some of the setbacks in the first half. So we looked at some various combinations, whether it's having a big offensive lineman at the tight end position, whether it was doing some things formationally, trying to take a look at, based upon where Odell might be, what that's going to do in terms of drawing another defender, and that can soften up some of the running lanes. And so it is, as we mentioned earlier, a little bit of a work in progress, but I think the fact that from that second half, despite some of the setbacks, we're able to do some good things is something positive to build upon.
Mike, given how the defense is playing, do you as an offense maybe have to err on the side of caution as far as not turning the ball over even more, since they're not giving up points? And if you don't shoot yourselves in the foot, maybe that's a key.
Well, you know, it's always important to take care of the ball. And I don't know if it comes down to as much the way that they're playing and why we want to be extra cautious. We still want to do what's in our offense. And that's going to be times when we are going to be aggressive. We are going to take some chances. But and in the same way we talked about earlier, some of the negative plays, there may be a turnover that happens just because the guy happens to have the exact great timing and his helmet goes right on the ball. But what we can't have is the careless handling of the football where it's out and loose and we don't have those 5 points of pressure. We can't just throw it up for grabs and taking a risky chance, if you will, where we're not setting our feet. We can't just not have 2 hands in the pocket and those types of things. So I don't know if I'm exactly answering your question. We don't necessarily look at it how the defense is playing. I think it just comes down to us. There may be opportunities where a turnover might happen. And, you know, son of a gun, every 8 games this year we've had a turnover in every one, so hopefully it's good karma. You're asking that question, so we'll all give him credit. When we go have 100% ball security, that was a good omen, and then we'll have to ask me that every week.
All right.
So to make sure we hold on to the ball every week. All right?
Next Friday.
Thanks.